Blog Talk Radio.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and how come it's so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Hello, welcome to this Angel Radio show called Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. My name is Yvette Smith, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo Isawi La Reina. Some of you may know me from our previous radio show. We had Mystic Seekers. My husband and I hosted that show in 2011 with Tenacity Radio, and it ran for about a year or so, and we lost our producer. He didn't die or anything. He just moved to another state, and the topic has always been for our shows in the past about the paranormal, haunted stories, haunted objects. It really was our story of our ghost adventures as we traveled with a paranormal team. This show is a new format, new topic discussing angels, guardian angels, our spirit guides, angelic realms. Even this Blog Talk Radio dashboard that I'm looking at right now is new. So please excuse any sound issues that we may be getting and so forth. So thank you to all our listeners who tuned in. I appreciate both of you. See, psychics can be funny too. I work full-time as a psychic and do mediumship work for clients throughout the U.S. You can reach me on facebook.com/divinerealmreader, D-I-V-I-N-E, realm, R-E-A-L-M, R-E-A-D-E-R. And I'm excited about this new show. We have our first six guests lined up. We will be on the first three Fridays of every month. So we're basically on three, and then we're off one. So three times a month, you can catch us. We have, on our future shows, we have a certified dream interpreter that's coming, Cheryl, my soul sister from Maine. I'm really excited to have her on the show. We have an angelic light worker named Lisa, who organizes a worldwide hosting the Archangels angelic ritual. So I'm really excited about having her. We'll be discussing clearing and shielding with Archangel Michael and learning about the four clairs. So those are our future shows, and I'm really excited about that. And I wanted to say that, you know, I've taken many angel courses from Doreen Virtue, Melissa Virtue, Charles Virtue, John Holland, Wayne Dyer, to name a few. All of these people have really been instrumental to my learning and working with the higher realm spirits and angels. So I really want to say thank you to my teachers who've really, really helped me. But tonight, we have an awesome guest tonight, and she is my friend, my goddaughter. She's a spiritualist. Her name is Daniela Williams, and she's a spiritualist. She's from South Carolina. She has such a cute little accent. Wait till you hear her. I love her accent. She's an angel card reader, psychic, spiritual advisor, and we'll be discussing the four archangels tonight. And hopefully we'll have time to take some callers and do some live angel card readings with her. So I would like to introduce Daniela. Daniela, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Daniela, you're on the
can
air.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Here.
Can you hear
pleasure
me?
Pleasure to be here. Yes,
yay.
Lovely to hear your voice as always.
Oh, well, I know that the listeners will love that little Southern accent you have.
I can't help it.
I know. You know,
so happy to be here tonight.
I'm so glad. It's the first show, and you're the first guest. So part of it is a little bit, if I make any mistakes, Daniela, be kind. Be kind, rewind. It's a new show, and I knew that you'd be sweet about it if I accidentally hung up on you or anything like that. But I won't do that. Not on purpose. You know?
Okay.
It's Blog Talk's fault, Daniela. So how are you doing?
Well, we won't
today?
Let him get away with that. I'm doing
great.
It's a lovely day here in South Carolina. It's wonderful.
It is. It has been so hot here in Florida, like outrageously hot, like Africa hot, you know. But doing my best to kind of come out during the day. And, you know, it's funny, Daniela, that this show is at 6:30 tonight, but all day I've been prepping for it. Have you been doing that too?
Well, I have had so much going on here. I had to kind of scramble. I'm like, oh, good grief, it's 6:30 already? I couldn't believe it. So, yes, it's been a busy day.
Oh, good, good. That's 'cause that goes by fast, you know, when it's been a busy
day.
It does. I know tonight.
But I'm here, and I'm ready to read. I'm here.
Yay, yay. We have a whole bunch of people already on hold. When I looked at the dashboard, I was like, good Lord, we got a whole bunch of people on hold, and I'm excited about that. But before we start doing some live readings, we're going to discuss four of the archangels. And there are many, many angels, you know. There are even dream guides and spirit guides and our guardian angels. But tonight we'll be discussing a little bit of Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel. And I wanted you to tell our listeners a little bit about each of the angels.
Well, let's start with my personal favorite, Archangel Michael.
Perfect.
He is... Yes, that's my main guy there. I love Archangel Michael. He has taken care of me all of my life, I know. He's very protective. He doesn't judge you. He just looks out for his own. And if you love Michael, he's going to love you too. So he's one of my favorites. So, and he is very good for giving you courage, giving you direction, helping you find your life purpose, motivating you. If you're stuck, you can ask him to help you, and he'll help, you know, light a fire under you. He is associated with fire. He'll protect you. You can ask him to clear negativity from your house, and he is more than happy to do it. So I do love,
you know,
Archangel Michael.
You know what I think that makes him so universal is that they're all, you know, all the angels, though, they're non-denominational. So Archangel Michael,
yes,
will go to anyone practicing any religious path, you know, from shamanism to Catholic. You don't have to be, you know, Christian per se. I mean, you call on him with a sincere heart, he comes. That's what I love about him. He doesn't judge or anything. So
he is on a mission. Archangel Michael is on a mission, and his mission is to do good work. And he does not judge you. He doesn't care what faith background you're in or what you're doing. If you call on him, he will come and help you.
And
so,
would you say that Archangel Michael is an angel that you call on, personally speaking, daily? Or, you know, what are your workings with Archangel Michael? Before reading,
yes,
per se?
Yes, I have a funny little anecdote, if you've got time for it right quick.
Sure.
I have three dogs. I walk my dogs every morning. And every morning before I leave my house, I ask Archangel Michael to go with us to protect us on our walks. And yesterday, there was actually a high-speed car chase through my neighborhood, and they turned down the road I was walking my dog on and came, like, within a few feet of actually hitting me and my dog. But we were protected, and I was fine.
Wow.
Because I saw
that post that you made. Yeah, people driving all crazy up and down your neighborhood. You know,
it was 80%. Madness. I didn't think they could chase people through residential neighborhoods, but they did. And
what, are they going, like, 35 miles an hour? Or?
Yeah, I mean, he was flying. I couldn't tell you because I was walking my dog, but I know because,
wow,
I ask to be protected every day before I leave my house, that's why they didn't hit me. So, yeah,
you know,
I call on him all the time.
You know, if people aren't used to working with the angels, you know, at least give Archangel Michael a chance, You know, if
yes.
if it starts getting confusing, what angel does what, and I don't know who you need, you know, that protected feeling, you can call an Archangel Michael, and, you know, he'll come to you, as long as you have a sincere heart. And who wouldn't call an angel with a sincere heart anyway, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, 80% of people in the U.S. believe in angels, and that's pretty amazing.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. You know, so Archangel Michael, he's a protector. And what about another angel that you want to talk about? One of the four.
Well, there's Archangel Raphael.
I mean, there's more than four, but okay, Raphael.
Yeah, there's several, but we'll do the main four that most people are familiar with. We have Archangel Raphael, who is a healing angel. If you need healing, you call on Raphael. Very gentle, very loving energy with Raphael. Not quite as aggressive as Michael. I don't know if aggressive is a good word, but, you know, you call him Michael when you need the big sword, and he's got the big sword, but you call him Raphael when you need healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional healing, any of that.
Mental healing, definitely.
And some of the stories with him, you know, there's in the book of Tobit in the Bible, he travels with Tobit's son, keeps him safe, and he also teaches him how to, like, make healing ointments out of fish that he catches. That's a story associated with Raphael. So
wow.
That's pretty interesting, too. So if you're, into, like, herbalism or natural remedies, you could call on Raphael to help show you how to, you know, do your craft and work and create products that are going to help people and heal people.
And
it's also good for helping you clear your home. All of them are good for helping you clear your home. You always want to welcome the angels in your home, let them come in, because they'll keep it a safe and happy place.
Definitely. And I love Raphael for the fact that if anybody is suffering any depression, mental disorders or phobias or anything like that, you know, it's not only a physical healing, but he has much mercy, even from a broken heart, you know. He heals
any broken heart.
So he has such a sweetness to him. So, you know, Michael we have for protection, that strong, like velvet-gloved hand, you know, that's firm, but
yes.
still with velvet, you know. And Raphael, and then we have Archangel Gabriel. And
Archangel Gabriel is the messenger. You know, I mean, you think of the stories of Gabriel coming. He's the one that announced the births in the Bible. So it's also associated because of that with pregnancy and childbirth and fertility. So, and with the messages, they're good for journalists, writers, poets, anything like that. If you're trying to channel something beautiful and spirit-related into an art form, Gabriel's who you want to talk to. I'm a dancer, so I can call on Gabriel to ask him to help me create a beautiful choreography. You know, you do art, you could call on Gabriel to help you bring forth something beautiful from spirit to share with the world.
Also for, authors and writers, you know.
Yes,
writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daniela, what's interesting is that I've always seen Gabriel or felt Gabriel as a male energy, but many people see
yes.
Gabriel as a feminine energy. And, of course, they don't have a sex, you know, they're angels. But
yeah,
all these years I've always thought of Gabriel as a male, energy, but really many people see him as a female.
I
think that was kind of fascinating.
Well, I think a lot of that is, you know, the artwork of the church in early times, you know.
True.
Anything having to do with deity was usually came in male form unless it was the Virgin Mary. So I just think people did that, and, you know, the art was, when people didn't read, they would see the paintings and the pictures, and that's the image that got perpetuated through history. Even though, like you said, angels don't have a sex, really. They're really sexless. They're just pure spiritual beings of light.
Right.
But they can manifest masculine or feminine energies without being male or female.
Absolutely.
Just like we can. Sometimes I have to get out there and cut the grass, and I feel like a big old man, but I'm not all woman, so.
You cut the grass.
Same
I'm so impressed you cut the grass. It's hot out there.
I'm full of surprises.
And, you know, that is a one. If you're an upcoming author or a writer,
yes,
or a singer, any type of artisticness, you know, I always imagine how Gabriel must have felt when God instructed Gabriel to go and tell Mary that you're going to have a baby and, you know, you have not had sex. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what are they saying? Don't shoot the messenger.
She's not
going to
buy this, God, you know.
Oh, man, you got to, like, really explain it or try to tell the Esther. Was it Esther also? Well, she was so old that she was going to have a baby and she laughed at the angel, you know. So
yeah.
I always remember that saying, don't shoot the messenger, you know. I'm just the messenger. I was just doing what I'm told to do, you know. And that's all Gabriel does. And you know, he or she, however you want to refer to Gabriel, is wonderful inspiration for artists and dancers and authors. And anytime, even if you want a message in your dream, Gabriel can work with your dream guide and help get a message through your dream. So Gabriel is a wonderful spirit, especially for readers, you know.
Absolutely.
And you're
I always, before I do readings, I ask for Gabriel. So, yeah, to come and help me.
Definitely,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes. And Uriel. Uriel is angel of light. The name Uriel means God light. God is light, or God's light, or fire from God. So, Uriel is associated with more spiritual, esoteric types of things, alchemy, magic, earth,
wisdom.
You know, working with earth energies, wisdom,
yeah,
studies. And, you know, if you're studying or you have a test, you'd call on Uriel. If you're trying to, you know, understand some new spiritual process, you'd call on Uriel. Not as commonly called on as I think the other three angels. You know, you hear them all the time, and Uriel not so much.
Yeah.
But yes, wisdom,
yeah,
definitely with
but
Uriel.
But really, we all need wisdom. So if you
Amen.
Want not only a message from spirit, and you want it to be a wise message, you know, you're calling Michael to protect your area, you're calling Gabriel to get the message, you know, Raphael to help you and your client with any healing, and Uriel to give you that word speak, you know, that wisdom while you speak, and be articulate.
To say the right things,
exactly.
Because you might
so
get
Uriel's
a message
a very,
and your client, you know, you might get a message and you may tell it to your client, but your delivery might be off. You know, you might tell them something and it not stick with them. So Uriel would be who you'd ask to help you deliver the messages in a way that your client needs to hear them, to help
Excellent.
To best help them. Because that's the reason we use what work with the angels to read for people. It's to help people better their lives, heal situations, move away from bad situations, and better their lives. That's the main purpose.
Now, I will add this before we start taking some readings live, because we have a lot of people waiting.
Sure.
You know, the angels work on free will. So when we call on the angels come to help us. If the person who requests the help, they have to call the angel themselves. So if we're praying, you know, for Archangel Michael to protect somebody we love, they work on free will. That person has to ask for Archangel Michael to protect
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
So
unlike
remember,
a lot of other spiritual paths where people can call and ask you to do a working
exactly.
for someone else, you can't do that with the angels. The angels, they
right.
don't, that's not how they operate. But what you can ask them is to help you deal better with whatever situation you're in with that person.
Absolutely.
So if you're having a hard time with someone at work, and, you know, they're really nasty to you, you don't ask the angels to, you know, handle that person. You ask the angels to help you handle
right.
how you have to deal with that person
exactly.
and protect
and
you from that person,
say,
something like that.
And people have to realize that each angel has a job. So if you're praying to Archangel Michael to send you your soulmate or a new lover, that's really not his job. You know, his job is
no.
to protect from demons and to clear bad energy and to shield you, maybe shield you from any improper suitors, you know. But if you're praying
yes.
to him to send you a new lover, that's really not what he does, you know. So I think you have to know a little bit about the angels to know, you know, which one does what. And there's a book, right, that you would recommend?
There are several books. There's one that's really, really kind of, it's like an encyclopedia. It's a Doreen Virtue book, and it's called Archangels and Ascended Masters. And it lists
awesome.
many, 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 many spiritual beings in there, but it has all of the angels, and it has, you know, their purpose, their mission, you know, how they can help you. And it even has little prayers in there, you know, to help
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Because some of us aren't very eloquent. We don't know what to say when we pray. So it's nice to have little prayers in there that help you call the angels and ask them clearly and concisely to help you.
Wow.
But it is called
wow.
Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working
also,
and Healing with Divinities and Deities.
And there's also Angels
There's also an Angels 101. Yes, that's
yeah.
a good one, too.
That's a good
mm-hmm.
one, too.
That one's that will give you a lot more on specifically the angels, too. Yeah.
Well, let's
that's
take
a great
caller.
Book.
Let's take
sure.
a caller that's been waiting the longest. Let's go ahead and click it on. Let's see. Hello, caller. This is Mrs. Smith. Who is this on the line?
Hi, my name is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, thank you
Hi,
for waiting and being so patient. Yes, hello. Do you have a question for Daniela? And she'll pull some cards for you, her
yes.
angel oracle cards.
Yes, I do. I'd like some guidance. When will I'm going to be looking for a place to live, so I'd like some guidance around, you know, when will I find a place to live?
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to consult my angel card tarot deck and see what they say. Where are you calling from, Julia?
I'm actually in Florida, in the central area.
Florida.
All right.
I love Florida. Yeah. The only other state I'd live in than South Carolina. I love Florida.
Yes. Good,
All
good,
right.
good.
Your first card is Archangel Haniel. Listen to your intuitions. Have patience. Consider carefully what you want before acting. So that tells me if you're looking for a new place, you said?
Yes.
So
take your time.
Intuition?
Take your time. Use your intuition. If you have a gut feeling about something, listen to it. And don't jump on the first place that comes open. And the next card you got was thoughtful, creative, warm, sensible. So make time for those around you. Take a sensible approach. Deal with challenges in a kind and understanding manner. So the situation that has you moving might be upsetting. So you might want to try to look at that in a different way and not let it drive you so crazy while you're waiting to find your place.
And make
and
sure
open
that it's something that you... you know, that's in your price range and in your area of where you
yes.
live or by family, you know, be comfortable and you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
when we move, we either want to move on up or get something more expensive or get something, so kind of stay a little bit sensible, too, I would think that sounds like.
Yes.
And what was the third card?
The King of Water. Open your heart and mind to those around you. Trustworthy and heartfelt advice. Charity
mm.
work. So, maybe somebody that you know has got the connection for you and can give you some guidance on finding a new place. So be open to people around you, loved ones and friends who might be trying to help you out with this situation.
So take
Let me
advice.
See here. Yes, take advice. Take advice.
Take advice, Julia. So thank you
let
so
me,
much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Julia.
All right,
thank you,
lady.
All right,
we have our next caller. We have so many people waiting, so we have thank you, Julia, so much.
Oh, goodness.
All right, and our next person, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia.
Hi,
hello,
Patricia.
Do you have a question for Daniela?
Yeah, I'll just keep it really simple. I'm looking to start dating, and
okay.
I want to start dating some like-minded, faithful gentlemen.
Yes.
What do you think?
Okay.
That's a romance question.
That is a romance question.
I love romance questions.
good.
Luckily, I have my romance angel deck handy. So the first card we have is the flirt card. Extend your light-hearted energy to others. So be open. you know, you have to put out what you want to attract kind of thing. So flirt and draw in people who are, you sound like a happy and fun-loving girl, so you want to draw in those type of people. So don't be afraid to flirt. And if someone, the second card we got was deception. So someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship. So maybe if there's someone that you're thinking about or someone who's toying with you right now, don't trust them. They're not the one.
Do a Google search.
They're not the one.
That's what I would do. Do a Google search.
Yeah, do a Google search. Somebody's not telling you the truth. If there's a love interest that's kind of, you know, hanging out there that you've been thinking about, I don't think they're the one. But the third card you got was new love. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings. So somebody new is coming. So looks like you've got somebody good coming on the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, watch out. That deception card, that tells me that you've probably been hurt before. That's forefront in your mind, and you may be a very, very sweet person and somebody that's easily taken advantage of by, you know, not so nice gentlemen. So watch out for that. Be open, but don't be fooled.
Wow. Well,
I hope that
Patricia
was a help
so
to you.
Much. Yeah, thank you so much for calling, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you. That
thank
was wonderful.
You. You're welcome,
all right,
darling.
You
bye-bye.
All right, we got our next caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Regina.
Hello, Regina. Do you have
yes.
a question
Hi, Regina.
For Daniela?
Yes, I do. My question is, almost 2 weeks ago, I received a call to do makeup for these two sisters. And they were both in the entertainment business, but more like behind-the-scenes kind of people, like writers and producers or whatever. And they saw my name on a website for a local makeup artist. And I want to see, do you see me getting more referrals by the ladies or by the website or something else is coming?
So you're asking me if this connection that you've made is going to bring you new business?
Yes.
With these two ladies? Let me take a look at them.
Or, if they come in through the ladies or through the website that my name was on.
All right, let's see what the angels have to say. Because sometimes, you know, the angels are going to give different answers than what we ask. I'm always amazed at how the angels answer our questions, you know, because sometimes it's our true question, what we really had in mind.
Yes, because you got the first card is speaker card in the life purpose cards. Your life purpose involves your skills at speaking. So
teaching as well, yeah.
Teaching, yeah. So maybe you need to look into teaching makeup. If a thing a lot of people want are makeup parties where you go and they host parties and you come into their home and you teach them how to do makeup professionally. So that might be something you want to look into, maybe offer on your website, maybe mention to these women that have come and got you and about teaching how to apply makeup workshops.
Absolutely.
And you also got the
Absolutely.
Nutrition card, which could be something else you could add to your skill list is you could have, like, the total package, like how to take care. And the third card is yoga. So this is all women's health. I see you going in a direction of business that goes beyond just the makeup. You're going to start learning about healthy eating and exercise practices, and you're going to market that as a total package, and you're going to teach classes, you're going to give nutrition advice, and you might going to even get involved with some type of fitness class. And that's going to be more than just the makeup. That gives you a broader spectrum to grow your business.
Even like using mineral makeup, using a more natural makeup, a mineral makeup, an organic
makeup,
you know,
like
so that would be good too. We got
natural healing. So don't limit yourself. Think broad. Don't limit yourself.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure your makeup skills are great, but you've got so much more to offer too.
Absolutely.
So don't just stick with one thing.
All right.
I hope
thank
that was a help to you, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome.
All right. Can you believe it, Daniela? That is the show. That was 30 minutes of the show.
I was just getting warmed up.
I know. And, you know, we'll have to have you on again. I know in the future.
Anytime.
If you
this
could
is
be
a pleasure.
On again, We had a lot of people waiting, and I hate to cut them off a little bit, but I'm getting the messages from Blog Talk. You have 10 seconds, you know. So I wanted to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for everyone that called. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Daniela, can you tell our listeners how to get a hold of you? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes,
or
you can. Yes. I have a Facebook page. You can go. It's Daniela Williams Spiritualist. D-A-N-I-E-L-L-A, Williams, just the last name, and Spiritualist. And I'm on Facebook,
Wonderful.
And you can find me there. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for our listeners that listen tonight. And don't forget, you can find me on Facebook.com/Divine Realm Reader, and I'll post Daniela's information on that page as well. So thank you so much for being our very first guest, Daniela. Yay!
Thank you.
So
it's a pleasure,
as always.
You
have a wonderful night, and thank you to our listeners. God bless.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.